There are reports today of survivors emerging from a basement shelter in a theater that was struck by a Russian airstrike yesterday. That was in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. And as civilian casualties mount in the country, President Biden has called Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal. Well, our next guest believes that Putin's demise is coming. He calls it inevitable. Russian activist Dmitry Valuev is a regional coordinator for the group Russian American for Democracy in Russia, and he's based in Virginia. And Dmitry, we see this terrible news of the strike in Mariupol and President Biden's comments. What's your reaction to all of this today?
Well, as everybody else here who is Russian American in the United States, a pro-democracy Russian, I am first horrified and ashamed by the actions of the Putin's regime. I think that, unfortunately, that was predictable. It's not the first time Putin is doing that. He's done it in Syria, bombing civilians. And it's really frustrating and horrible. In the meantime, I'm glad that this time around, the West responded as it should have responded 8 years ago, and then 10 years ago. And there are sanctions, there is military support for Ukraine, and there should be more.
Dmitry, how much support is there for Ukraine from other Russian Americans living in the United States?
I can tell you that as a pro-democracy community, we are relatively young. And unfortunately, we do not have a lot of resources. However, we help as we can. People from the day one since the war started, people joined Ukrainians at the street protests from Boston to Miami, from Seattle to Los Angeles. Me and my wife and our activists here in Washington, D.C., attended multiple protests at the front of the Russian embassy, at the White House, expressing our disagreements and asking the administration, the Biden's administration, for more aid and more military support for Ukraine. In the meantime, the organizations who are well established, like Free Russia Foundation in Washington, D.C., that was formed in 2014 and had an office in Kyiv that was relocated to Poland. As of last week, relocated over 800 people, 800 civilians from Kyiv by buses and minivans.
Beyond the demonstrations and the work you're doing to actually evacuate people in Kyiv, I want to ask you about some of the practical things that you're doing on the ground. One of the projects is an investigation of properties in the United States owned by people you describe as Russian officials. And you're about to publish a map to actually locate these properties. Who are these people and why are you interested in them?
That's the work that one of the prominent opposition leaders in Russia, Alexei Navalny, who was poisoned, did, exposing the amount, the scale of property ownership by Russian officials and other key figures of the Putin regime here in the United States. And I can tell you that there's even more in Europe. It is important to understand that because those people are responsible for Putin's aggression, not just in Russia, but abroad. They're responsible for the war. They primarily, most of them, supported that war.
I see. And these are people who don't quite fit our notion of Russian oligarchs, right? They've had a hand in softening Russia's reputation, maybe, in the United States. They play into the propaganda role. Is that right?
Some of them do, like Valery Gergiev, who is a famous conductor who was supposed to play in Carnegie Hall in late February. And since the war started, Carnegie canceled that the two shows that he was scheduled for. Yes, he as a matter of fact, we found his property that he did not report as he was supposed to as a Russian official. So he owns $3.3 million apartment on Manhattan.
The lead image on the top of your Twitter page says Russia without Putin. Do you think that's possible? Do you think it's likely?
It is certainly possible. Everybody who are pro-democracy Russians in the United States and abroad and in Russia convinced that it's inevitable. It's going to happen. The question is when. And we believe that the sooner Vladimir Putin gets cut off of his financial support from the West that he gets, the sooner the beginning of the fall of Vladimir Putin's starts.
You see a fall of Vladimir Putin?
It's inevitable. It's not like a democracy that can transform and adjust. It's a military dictatorship right now, a terrorist state. It's inevitable that it's going to fall. It's going to be isolated for a long time if the regime doesn't change. And of course, it's going to fall. It's inevitable.
And will the Russian people play a role in that, to your mind?
That's our job, because people who left the country have to create a community of normal Russians, of Russians who want to be a part of the Western society, who want to be integrated in the free world and be a genuine part of the fabric of that global society. So our work is to make sure that everybody understands what the Putin regime is, the threat it possesses, and do everything possible to reach out to people in Russia and do everything possible to bring the end of the regime closer.
Dmitry Valuev has been living in the United States for 11 years and is a pro-democracy Russian activist. Dmitry, thank you so much for your insights.
Thank you.